This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
What's good?
You caught me on my walk.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to interrupt your extracurriculars.
I didn't want to do it anyway.
Your walk? Well, I actually wanted to do my French lesson, but my tutor has the patience of a saint, so... Well, I'm on my way home. What are you doing? You got some tweets? What you tweeting, girl?
Well, this one girl mentioned me on Twitter.
Who could it have been?
It was Kim Seemers. Who is that?
I don't know. My name is, you know, Kimberly Elise Dani. So I have no idea who that bitch is. No, I've been on Twitter since 2013, and I don't use it ever.
Me neither. I'm new to the game, but
it's like the hot goss from Hollywood. Basically, is how I feel. That's how I look at it. Like, I get on there when I'm trying to stroll through celebrity profiles,
right?
Or like politics. Whenever I'm trying to learn something about politics, I'll hop on there. Lately, that's never. I'm so burnt out.
Well, you're pretty clever.
I'm clever.
Yeah, you said, "What are you tweeting?"
What are you tweeting? That's what I mean. It's perfect, right? That's you, boo.
No, I've been looking through a few things.
Yeah.
One that really caught my eye, because I was looking last night after the whole Gonzaga winning thing.
Yeah.
And they were trending on Twitter.
Yeah, I read about it today, but I didn't see the final score or anything. I just saw that they won with like the headline.
Oh. One of their players is Timmy.
Oh, really?
And Timmy got this shot taken of him putting his fingers up in the air, like pointing, like number one.
Yeah.
Like running.
That's my shit. I love that.
Somebody captioned it, "O'Doyle rules."
Okay, boomer. Get some new references.
They also started talking about how Gonzaga was just a team full of dad bods.
Oh no, that's not nice.
Poor Gonzaga. If those
Zags are dad bods, I don't know what the fuck kind of athletics my bods scream. It's a definite mom bod at this point would probably be a compliment. I'll be skipping all my walks, Jessica.
Not me. I gotta.
I know you got them. You're doing it. Okay, so tell me what's going on Twitter. I need to know.
It depends on what routes you take, you know. Honestly, it depends on who you follow, what's trending, all this different stuff.
Yeah.
One thing... I did hear about this from a different social media platform, and I had to view it for myself.
Yeah.
I did find a comment that KFC, they have like, I forget what number it is. I want to say it's like 1.5 million followers.
Oh my God.
But they're only following 11. And so if you go into it, see who they're following, because who are these magic 11, right?
Right. Who is the special, like, select? The elite.
This is going to blow your mind. This guy.
I want to know who the colonel has selected.
Okay, so this guy tweeted, "You follow 6 herbs and 5 spice girls. because of the 11 spice secret. Surely that's true. So he literally, KFC follows the 5 spice girls and 6 men named Herb.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, they're the secret herbs and spices.
That is so funny.
Yeah,
KFC's doing it right. Oh man, that's fucking hilarious. Oh my god, that's so good. That is so good. Man, leave it to some fast American fast food to just flip the script on the whole chicken game. You know? Man.
Also, I do watch Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Oh,
I follow a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't watch that, correct?
No, ma'am. No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With the ma'am. Mm-hmm. Well, so here's the thing. If you don't watch the show, it's kind of irrelevant. I know a few people that watch that could appreciate this tweet. But there was a fight that took place over a note that was written to one of the girls telling her that her boyfriend was basically, like, cheating.
Okay.
And then it became this whole thing about, like, who wrote the note.
Oh.
And then when it came out who wrote the note and they finally came clean, then it started a whole fight. Now, this is, like, years ago when it was still just, like, the Jersey Shore, not when they're older,
right.
Family vacation. But it's
right.
Something to kind of joke about.
Like, they still joke now. About the note. Like, if you yes. watch it. It's a running theme.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I got it.
And so Jersey Shore actually tweeted this out and said, "Rest in peace, Shakespeare. You would have loved the note." That just really got me.
That's funny. Now I kind of want to watch it so I understand more of the background about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one of those things.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was waiting for you.
Oh, it's on Hulu. You can catch up with all the seasons on Hulu.
Oh, dude, I got to tell you the dopest thing. So I got Hulu today.
Oh, yeah?
But I got it because Spotify is offering a bundle. Now, this is not an ad from the podcast, but I should say that Anchor, the app that we use to produce the podcast, by the way, which has so many helpful tools,
right,
and is like immediately distributing our podcast to several different platforms, mm-hmm. They are not paying me to say this. But I am just letting everybody know, if you are a student right now, if you are enrolled anywhere, you can get on Spotify and get premium Spotify plus Hulu plus Showtime for $4.99 a month with proof of student, like...
Shut up.
No, I'm dead serious. $4.99.
Wow. What?
I'm paying $9.99 for Spotify premium. So I logged on today to see how much it was, you know, right. And it doesn't, Anchor is a free app, but it is created by the people who make Spotify. Mm. So I was just logging on to see how much I'm paying monthly related to the $4.20 that's in our Anchor account from every time we put an ad up for Anchor. So it was like half of 1 month has been, and not even, you know, a fourth of 1 month once I split the money with you. by producing, you know, this podcast. So, but anyway, I was like, I wonder how much I'm paying for this premium membership. So I got Hulu, Showtime, and my regular premium Spotify that I was already paying for $5 less than what I was paying monthly for just Spotify premium. So if you are a student, run, do not walk, run. to the account setting on your Spotify account and sign up for that deal, because it's $4.99 and I have it for the next 4 years.
Wow.
Once a month for the next 4 years, and I get all three of those platforms now, ad free.
That's amazing.
I know.
I
have to find time to watch Jersey Shore, and then I'll be caught up on this note tweet.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it happened within the first few seasons. Like, if I had to guess, I'd say season 3, let's just say. I don't know that to be true, but if I had to guess.
Listen, here's what I'll do is I'll just start scrolling through. So I don't know if you do this. I read the summaries, like the title of the episode plus the summary.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and so that's what I'll do, and I'll find it, and then I'll be caught up.
There you go.
Just to this one tweet. I mean, we have so much more to get through. First, I got to read about the Zags. Their dad, the player that has the same name as me. Now I got to go back and I got to watch for this note shit.
No, not the same name as you. Timmy as in a T as in Tom.
Damn it, Jessica. I was really hoping his name was Kimmy.
No, it's Timmy is his last name, but it's T-I-M-M-E.
Timmy. Well, I mean, now it's a little more. Now I'm okay not knowing, because it's a little disappointing, but what are you going to do? Okay. Oh my God, do you want to know some shit? I'm about to tell you some shit. So I'm just pulling up to my house right now, and I can edit this out. That's fine.
Yeah.
But our neighbor hired a fencing company, because as you know from when you were here, the fence between our house and their house is being torn down and rebuilt, right?
Yeah.
So they hired this fencing company to come out, and we paid half of the amount of the fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these fools left all of the lumber in my yard. So all of the spent lumber, meaning the lumber from the old fence, and then all of the fresh lumber, meaning all of the lumber that's being put up and has not yet been erected. Mm-hmm. Because all they have in it looks like are the posts. And I'm like, how the fuck you here all day and all you got in is the posts? My friend Ivy's brother built me a whole fence around my whole backyard, and in one day he had like half that fence built. And this dude showed up with like, he rolled in with his whole crew of like fat dad bods. It was like a whole Zegs team out here. But I just pulled up and I was like, what the fuck? Look at all this, like, I've got spent lumber. I've got new lumber. What is happening in front of my house? And where are these eggs? Where are these dad bods? You're supposed to be putting all this shit up. Man, I tell you, you can't find good work these days, I'm telling you.
You just can't.
I know. And, you know, we let the neighbor deal with, like, the getting the estimates, because they're brand new. They moved in, like, during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just kind of, like, letting them deal with it, because it's just the one section. It's a very small section between the two houses.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it was just me saying to Zeb, like, yeah, whatever you think. And Zeb saying to me, like, whatever you think. And then we were both like, let's just let the neighbor take care of it. Like, we'll just cut him a check. I'm not trying to deal with this.
Right.
So anyway, what else was on Twitter? I want to know. We got to dig into the tweet.
Well, since we were talking about walking and dad bods and such, this guy says Stunna Man. He tweeted that canceling the gym membership is like trying to get out of a cartel.
Wait,
I don't know if you've ever tried to get out of a gym membership, but I just really felt that tweet.
Girl, I have felt that tweet at LA Fitness, at All Star Fitness, at Bally's. I have felt that tweet up and down. 24 Hour Fitness, you name it, I have felt it. That is so true.
Also, there's that episode on Friends where Chandler and Ross quit the gym. They're like, I want to quit the gym. And they keep getting them to, like, stay, and they don't cancel their account.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God.
I just
want
to quit the gym.
I just want to quit the gym.
No, I had a gym membership when I was younger, like 18, I think. And yeah. I signed a 1-year contract and I paid for it and my debit card number didn't change, but no one told me that if you don't go in and like either renew or cancel, that they just stop charging you. But then it like, then all of a sudden you're into collections and stuff. Like,
wow.
It's still charging you, but it's not billing your account like it should.
I had no idea.
Then I had to go and like fix it and pay for 6 months that I didn't even use it because I didn't know they were billing me because it wasn't, I just thought, okay, my year was up. I'm done, I guess.
Right. Like you just thought it didn't like renew and so you're done.
Yeah. I just wanted to quit the gym.
I'm just trying to quit the gym. Do they walk a bunch of non-dad bods in front of you to try and get you to stay? They're like, these guys don't go to Zag. So. But they do ball in the back court. Have you seen the back court? Oh, that's funny. That is very funny. Oh, man.
And then one last one I have is... says, bro, I hate MFs that set alarms that wake everybody but them.
Me.
That totally struck me because my first roommate like would not wake up to an alarm. And so she bought this alarm clock. I'm not joking. This thing was probably like 12 inches in diameter and had two giant bells at the top. And when the thing would go off, it sounded like a fire alarm and I would fly out of bed and she would sleep through it. So when I read that, I was like, I know that feeling.
I always knew that Ruby and I were a similar person.
I know. And you guys live close to each other now. You guys should hook up.
We should, because I'm telling you, I've always dug her and thought she was so cool, but now I feel her on a whole new level because that is me to a T. Zeb and I, our upstairs neighbor in our first apartment, thought that we had a baby because in the morning when my alarm clock would go off, it would be so loud on one of the local radio stations over here.
Yeah.
That you thought it was, apparently they thought through their floor, my ceiling, that it was a baby crying. And they reported us to the apartment manager, and the apartment manager came and knocked on our door, and she was like, you know, if you guys have a baby and you guys can't figure it out, that's okay, but, like, we really need to maybe move you to a different unit because the upstairs neighbors have been here for years and they won't stop complaining. And I looked her dead in the face and I was like, we don't even have a baby. I don't know where that sound is coming from. So we don't have a baby. And she was like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's the neighbors one unit over. And I was like, I don't know. I can't help you. I'm so sorry. We live there another 2 years. The upstairs neighbors moved out. They couldn't take it.
This shit.
Yeah. So when you read that tweet, I was like, I'm MFers. That's me.
MFers are me.
That's me. That is so funny. Well, that's really good stuff, Jessica. You better hit us with some more tweets next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Another round of tweeting tweets.
Yeah, tweeting tweets.
you see something funny and want to hear it on here and hear us talk about it or what we think of it, send it to me and I'll read it.
Yeah, go find Jessica on Twitter or screenshot it from Twitter and send it to her through the Facebook group, and we will gladly get all over that. Yeah, we will do some, and by we, I mean Jessica. She's going to do some research, and she's going to tell me the tweet.
That's right.
Because I'm not doing... I have too many irons in the fire, Jessica. You got to be on top of the tweets.
I got it. Just direct message me, slide into my DMs.
Yeah, listen.
I'll laugh with you, I promise.
Yeah, it'll be so great. Everybody, please go check out Twitter, find a tweet you want to hear, hit up Jessica, and let's get it on Tweetin's tweet.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll even tweet them out if I can figure out how.
Yes, girl. You can. You'll learn to retweet so fast. Retweeting it.
I don't live up to my name. I'm sorry.
You do, girl. You'll get it. It'll start hitting. Maybe we should make a Useless Conversations Twitter.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do that, and then everyone can hit us up.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl, again, you got it, girl. You do.
Yeah. I know, I was going to say, and by let's, I'll get on that.
Yes, please. I need all the goddamn help I can get. Oh, all right, girl. I better go inside. My husband had to feed my son, and I'm sure they're doing bath time and, you know, all the things. So.
All the things. All right. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you huge.
I love you huge.
I love you the most, and it's impossible to top the most.
Oh, but what about huger?
Don't try to do unnecessary math, Jessica. All right, bye.
I love you. Good night.
I love you. Bye.